For New England Public Radio News, I'm Adam Frenier. Deerfield Academy is a private boarding school in western Massachusetts which had an all-male student body until about 3 decades ago. And today, questions linger about how female students and even faculty members are treated. For more, I spoke with Kay Lazar of the Boston Globe. She's reported on the situation at Deerfield. I asked her what she heard from recent graduates.
Recent graduates of Deerfield often spoke, both men and women, of a culture that just wasn't entirely fair, they felt, to women, that while there weren't actual assaults, et cetera, that they were pointing out, as there were, say, in Me Too stories from before, although there were some, it was more that they felt that they were not taken seriously or treated as second-class citizens, not considered to be running for, say, school president, although this year is the first year that they finally, you know, were elected school president after years and years and years. So it was more a feeling of just not being taken terribly seriously and being treated as sort of a second class.
In a current lawsuit by a former longtime teacher, Sonia O'Donnell alleges she encountered difficulties with the school administration while standing up for female students, and the suit alleges Deerfield engaged in, quote, a years-long pattern of sexual discrimination. What can you tell us about this suit and O'Donnell's allegations?
Well, it's quite a far-reaching suit. I think the amended complaint, which was filed in May 2018, runs something like 30 pages, and it alleges problems going back years with a male teacher who was inappropriate and bullying that apparently was not addressed appropriately, all the way to student discipline hearings where she alleges that the discipline for male students who engaged in activities that were similar to female students were disciplined much more harshly, and in fact, in men who were accused of sexual misconduct, they would often get a quiet letter of reprimand in their file, but very little else, which seemed to her be very short-sighted. And she said in an interview with us that she felt that a lot of the conduct and a lot of the sort of culture that is problematic there can be traced to how this type of behavior is not taken seriously.
What's been the reaction from Deerfield Academy's administration about all of this?
Obviously, Deerfield strongly stated in our article and in the statement they gave us that they just categorically deny the allegations in the O'Donnell lawsuit, and that they, you know, emphatically are very for, you know, equal rights and non-discrimination, and that's what they teach. And they say that some of the issues that we raised in our story, they have said, and we quoted them in the story, that they have really tried to step up efforts to really address some of the concerns about this kind of culture that does not perhaps treat men and women the same way, that particularly in 2016 and 2017, they pointed to a number of courses, seminars. In 2015, they say they opened a whole freshman village to start housing freshmen together from the get-go so that they learned to be colleagues instead of separate and apart.
It was about 30 years ago when Deerfield went co-ed, and it was only after trustees decided against it on a couple of prior occasions, and that drew protests, that decision to go co-ed, from male students. Is the past at Deerfield still steering the present?
I believe it's still, there are vestiges of it still very much alive, certainly judged by the reaction I've gotten from readers and former alum who have been writing to me wanting to share their stories. Women who have graduated and are still bothered by and troubled by stuff that have happened there. I do think the school is trying. I think it has some work to do.
Kay Lazar is a reporter with the Boston Globe. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
You're listening to New England Public Radio.